pay close heed to my every word.
Podcast episode 391. I'm Matt Durston.
Clay Inferno.
How's it going, Clay? Welcome back. It's we took a hiatus, a little week off.
For good reason, to celebrate your anniversary.
Celebrating. Yeah, it was. We did that.
The old league together.
Everybody I know. That's in the same true. Place. I know.
That's like when Batman and Superman are off doing their different adventures. But they come together for the big wedding issue. That's what it was. The wedding issue.
It was the big wedding issue. Boy, everything is Batman and Superman with you. I tell you.
Well, who would it be? Avengers? I don't think so. I don't think of it like that. We're the League. I think of Justice League.
Oh, all right. We're the Justice League.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
And all well,
I'm Batman.
The characters in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, I don't even remember what they actually are. So I just skipped to the ones I know.
Yeah, and who was? No, never mind.
It's like cares? Jules Verne is one of them or something.
Wait, who does Sean Connery play? Wasn't he in the movie? Who was he?
Who knows?
That movie sucked, I'm pretty sure. I never saw it, but I heard it was terrible. It looked stupid.
I love how you were like, it sucked. I didn't see it. Maybe you'd like it. You don't know.
Maybe I should. I mean, we named our whole thing after it. I mean, after. Oh, well. Never read it. Never saw it. So, there you go.
Well, actually, check this out. I'm just looking at A League of Ordinary Gentlemen is a documentary film about 10-pin bowling.
I know. Did you see that?
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen the movie, but I did look that up once.
It sucks. I haven't seen it.
I'm sure. It I mean, if you never heard of it, it must suck.
No, I never. I was looking it up, and that's what happened. What's going on in comics?
I don't know, but I got the cat needs to just let me
meow.
Just
meow,
give me
meow,
a sec. Meow meow meow.
Meow.
You want to get out? Meow meow meow. Sorry about that.
Quick update: Sean Connery played Alan Quartermain.
Someone
plays Captain Nemo. Finding Nemo, and Dorian Gray and Tom Sawyer, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So it's like kind of like public domain characters.
Literary. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Maybe it is good.
The special, I bet it's like might be okay movie-wise, but special effects when it came out were not that good.
You know, yeah, it probably hasn't aged all that well.
Yeah. Special effects-wise especially, because we're used to such slick shit now.
Yeah, we like the slick shit.
Except when I'm watching TV, I watch these CW shows, and like they could have just shot stuff practically instead of like doing bad special effects. Sometimes it like looks like it's been made on like a Commodore Amiga.
Well, sometimes I think it's a timing issue.
Yeah,
they have true. To do you know a weekly show. It's hard.
Yeah.
Know? So
most of the time the effects look good, but I've noticed it a lot on Batwoman. I think maybe because. Everything it's Gotham, so everything's so dark. They're like so the background needs to be. It doesn't look real if it's just a green screen and then they make the night sky black. It just like it really pops out. It was like being like, oh, that's fake.
Yeah, well, TV shows are different, you know, than movies, and they do the best they can.
I'm on the fence on Batwoman. Like I like it, but and Stacey really loves it, but I think it's okay. It's not great yet. But just getting started, so... Whoops, sorry, I hit the microphone.
It's quite all right. I haven't... I haven't watched any of it, but... okay, I trust your opinion, because you're...
Batwoman was in the Batman comic. Comic book.
Which one are we talking
City
about?
City of Bane.
I feel like I read those, like, a while ago. So I guess that's the thing, right? The big confrontation is, they had the big confrontation this issue, I should say, with the father, like with Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne. You know, Thomas Wayne. You have gone on record as just having enough. You've had enough of him.
Yes, I have had enough of him, and it seems like they just beat the shit out of him, and hopefully that's the end of that, right? Because
yeah, but what is he doing to Robin at the end of?
Oh right,
issue 81. He's like,
yeah,
kind of turns it around, and I couldn't figure out which Robin it was. Is it Jason? Not Jason. No, I'm sorry.
Tim Drake.
Is it Tim Drake? Yeah, okay. Because
I think it is
Damian and Tim. And yeah. It's just kind of like, all right.
There was something. Okay, now that I remember, because I read this like 2 weeks ago, I think.
We're on hiatus.
I know. I didn't like the way they made it seem like this was all the plan all along or something. Like Bruce, like Batman was like, oh, yeah, this was the plan all along or something. Like, I don't know.
Well, there
was like
that's a line always in there. How it is with Batman anyways. He's like,
that's stupid. I mean, come like, on. Yes. The whole thing, these last however many issues it's been, where he went and he and Catwoman had that like thing on the beach, and she's like helping him get back to where he was. And they're like, oh, yeah, and now it's time to go back to Gotham. What? Like, they were there all that time? People were suffering in Gotham, and he was like, this was all part of the plan. Like, what? That's stupid.
Oh, yeah. God. And also, like, I don't know. Like, Bane is on the cover of 81. Not a whole ton of Bane in here.
Yeah, the covers don't. Like they a, don't. The,
but it's kind of like.
Covers never matter anymore. That's what bothers me.
But it's
me.
The I city of Bane.
I know. No, like, you're right.
Like, you know, like in cover or not, you know, it's just like what. And I guess he's the mastermind, but they're really not showing him. They're mostly showing Thomas Wayne.
It's more Thomas Wayne, which I hate. I'm sick of him.
You're not. Yeah, I'm sick of him too. I'm with you.
Oh, good. Good.
I do have to, as much as I'm critical of Batman and Tom King, I was critical of this about this before I like actually dug in and read it. I started flipping through the annual number 4, and Tom King wrote it, and I started flipping through it, and I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. It's like a multiverse thing. Like, this is all stories, but I actually sat and read it this morning, and I think it's maybe one of, like, just a really good, like, top 10 or top 20 Batman stories ever. Like, it's really good.
What? Wow, yeah. Look at you.
Because it's from the Diary of Alfred. I first like kind of skimmed it. I skimmed it, and then I actually like really took the time and read it. And it's like, kind of like Batman Year One ish, kind of like little vignettes. Except for that, he does do stuff like he fights like a dragon. And when I saw him fighting a dragon, I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, that's lame,
right?
And then like I skipped through it, and it's like Batman's fighting like in a UFC ring.
Oh my God.
Octagon, and I was like, oh, that's, I guess, I don't know, that's kind of stupid. And then there was like a whole segment that was kind of like the movie Clue. And then I sat and read it, and basically it's like, it's almost like a year, it goes from March to April 24th, right? And it's a day, each one of these little stories is one day, like between like 2 months of a Batman's life. And then as you get toward the end, he starts pacing it out so that eventually each day is just one panel. So there's one panel Sunday, April, let's start on your birthday. April 1st, Tony Panza thought if he jumped on April Fool's, his coworkers might think it's funny. So he's like saving a guy from killing himself. Then April 2nd, he's swinging through the jungle with his shirt off. April 3rd, he's helping an old lady cross the street. April 4th, he's having a fight with himself, like a doppelganger. April 5th, he's down on the fields playing football. April 6th, he's hanging from a helicopter. They just kind of like, he told like all these Batman stories just in one panel by the end. And the stories at the beginning are a little bit longer, but they all do kind of tie in together. And it's just kind of like from the Diaries of Alfred Pennyworth. And this is one of those things where it's just, it's an annual, right? But it's totally standalone. It's just a Batman story. It's like a shorter.
Yeah, I mean, annual. Yeah,
Batman annuals. One, you know,
nice.
Maybe 40 pages. Really, really, really good. And Tom King, Batman, making up for me hating him so much.
Well, here's what, speaking of Alfred. Then, I mean, I'm glad you liked that book, and I don't want to take away from that. But Alfred is dead, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, they haven't mentioned it. They haven't talked about it.
Tell me. I think they did kill him or something. I don't know.
I thought Bane broke his neck a while, like not a few issues ago or whatever. They haven't mentioned it. There's been no talk about it. No, nothing.
And they, Tom King does something that annoys me in the regular book too. Where he's like, Batman is like doing inner dialogue or whatever. And he's saying like, it's back-breaking work. And he's talking about Bane or something. Yeah. Like, yeah. Right. All right. I get it. All right. Yeah. Back-breaking.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's very, I don't want to say convoluted. I don't know the word. Like, it's just very, it's spastic. It's like, it's all over the place.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't read right. And especially if you get like, a problem I have was with Spider-Man actually was like, get different art. But like, I guess you have like two John Romita Jr.'s in a row, which is good. But sometimes it just won't be him for whatever reason, you know? And during that dream thing, there was like a different artist every time.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. I mean,
convoluted is, I think, the only appropriate word.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I just mean the storytelling in the, like, the way Tom King is constructing the story is just, it seems like it's just all over the place. And I don't know.
And it's like one of those things, like, where there'll be like one, do you think there'll be one key issue where it's just like, that'll all make sense? I don't think so.
Right.
I think you can dig yourself out of it by giving it like, that's the multiverse explanation, or oh, that's a dream world explanation, or whatever.
I don't want that. I want a real explanation. I want.
Yeah.
I want
there
Batman
won't be one.
To be grounded, there
won't.
You know.
There won't be one. You know.
No, there won't. You're right. I shouldn't even think about it.
A lot of different artists on this Batman annual, but it does. I keep saying, like, Batman Year One. Like, there's one guy that draws the regular book sometimes. It must be this guy, Fornes. Is his last name? Anyways, but he draws a lot like Dave Mazzucchelli. And I like, that's like my favorite kind of Batman. You know, just like the simple bat symbol, nice simple silhouettes. Oh, Mike Norton drew a few pages in here, too. And he's great.
Oh. Yeah, he is. All right, speaking of Gotham, let's switch over to some. We got a lot of Joker things this week.
Or you did. Let's just say.
I did. Well, did you get this Jeff Lemire? I know you did.
I did. Yes.
Killer smile.
Yeah, I like that story.
What did you think?
I thought that story. Let's see where it's going.
I don't know. Okay, well, here's what it's because I bought issue two of that Harleen book, which you shat on last time because of just a ripoff of Jessica Jones, you said.
Well, yeah, I just. In the parlance of our time, I kicked that skank right to the curb.
That's right. Well, I bought the second issue because I didn't mind it as much as you did. I see definitely where you're coming from. This one is completely different. It's more of this. It's like, so I guess my thing is these two books, which came out the same day, are basically like psychiatrists talking to the Joker in Arkham. And I'm like, oh, these are the same book.
Yeah.
I mean. So, we'll talk about this Jeff Lemire one first, I guess. So, I mean, the art is fine. So, I mean, I don't even really understand what the hell's going on in here.
I don't either. I think that is kind of a thing where we'll figure it out later, you know?
Right.
I think it's kind of a little bit Fight Club-y. And, like, definitely a lot like the Fight Club comic that we're picking up, which makes no sense at all. But I feel like it's a little bit like that. I think it's a little bit like that.
So the psychiatrist is talking to the Joker, and he goes home and reads this kid's book that's kind of got some creepy elements in it, right? Like, he's reading this book to his kid, and he's like, okay, no more, because it kind of reminds him of the Joker, and it's about, like, Happyville.
But it's also, like, that he has, like, a chainsaw on
it. Yeah.
Like, why are you like reading that
scary clown who looks like the Joker comes to town and, like, slices all the... like the animals up and stuff.
I just thought of this. I didn't think of this when I was reading it, but you know what it kind of reminded me of? Like Sam Keith Max.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that. It's like, is this a dream? Is this like, what? Where is the story going? You know?
Well,
in a good way. I mean that as a compliment.
No, in a good way. Absolutely. So it's kind of funny. He's like, and he even says to his son, he's like, this is a weird book. Where did you get this? And the kid says, you gave it to me. So I don't know who this guy is, but there's some elements to it. Like he's got something in him that sort of, I don't know, Joker-esque or something like that.
Yeah, like does he is one way the story goes, that like he's like inspired by the Joker and like goes out and like does crimes, killing people or whatever, Dexter Maybe. Style or whatever. I don't know.
But he doesn't remember. So what happens is he gets up in the middle of the night because he hears a noise downstairs. He goes downstairs and he sees nothing, and he comes back, or he's coming. His wife is like, "Hey, you all right?" He's like, "Yeah, it's okay. Go back to sleep." She's like, "No, it's 8 o'clock. We got to get ready to go. Like, we got to go to work." And he's like, "What?" So like, he doesn't remember anything that happened to him, like, Eli or whatever. So like, it's kind of just like, "Huh, weird." And then he goes back to interview the Joker some more, and the Joker starts talking about like stuff that happened in that book. He's like, "Happyville," and then la 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 la.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty interesting. And then the guy goes, he freaks out, he runs to the men's room and like splashes water on his face. He thinks he sees a dead guy in the stall, but it's just a regular dude. And the guy's like, "What the hell, man?" And
he's it's like, you know, pants down. Like, unlike a situation that I encountered a few weeks ago. You know, just a guy just in the toilet, pants down, door open, you know?
Door open. That's.
Ooh. You don't want to run into that.
I've seen that at the Boston Public Library. Well, it was many years ago when I was in college. I went to the BPL. Because
they didn't put sometimes they don't put like doors on the stalls because like homeless people like shoot up in there or something.
Is that what you mean? I mean, I guess if that's the reason. I don't know, but I saw everything.
You saw everything.
I don't know.
It's not like you're at the gym where it's like, yeah, okay. There's this old man with fucking Jim and the Twins just hanging out, blow drying his balls. It's like, all right, I guess I paid to be here and have to see this now. Great. No,
seriously, blow drying his balls. All right. So anyway, I don't know where this is going. I guess you're right. Now that I think of it, it's kind of like almost this guy almost has like a, you know, Edward Norton in Fight Club kind of thing, where he might have like this other personality, doesn't even know what it is.
Some of my favorite Green, I know I like talk about how I love Arrow, like the show, but what it kind of got me into reading comics, and Jeff Lemire did an awesome run with Andrea Sorrentino on Green Arrow. It was just like, it was so good. And this was kind of like, it was cool to see the team back together for that, because they do like, you know, kind of heady stuff. It's like, it's really solid shit. Well, I mean, we'll see where it goes. I like how the Joker's drawn with,
right?
You know, it's like not, it's like in Arkham Joker where he like doesn't have as many, you know, accessories or lipstick or, but whatever, he still does kind of have like just a plain white face, and
it's right.
Weird looking.
It's, you know, it's,
you feel like if, you know, he was, if that Joker was like on the outside, like he's like dressed to the nines and his face makeup looks a little bit like tighter, you know?
Yeah, you but know? This is kind of just Arkham Joker, and he's kind of just sloppy and he's kind of beat up. So I guess we can assume like Batman, he's got like a bandaid on his nose and on his face, because
Batman, you know, probably punched
Batman him probably beat him up and like threw him in Arkham. But I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's the same thing, though, too, because this guy's trying to get in. He's trying to, he's like talking to his boss, and he's like, "I think we can find out, you know, stuff about, you know, what happened." And you know, and the guy's like, "Come on, we've been trying to analyze this guy for years. He's a kook." Or she, I should say, his boss. Oh, well. And I don't know. We'll see. It is heady.
I think it's like maybe a three issue thing. I don't know.
I don't know. This just says book one. Yeah. The Black Label.
I'll take 4 or 5 issues of that. I hope it's 3, but
I hope it's 3 too. I have to say, at $5.99, this was a bit thin. It's only it doesn't feel like 20 pages. I'm not going to count them, but it's,
if you
want
to talk page count, and like, I hate to go back to this, but $4.99.
Annual? No, just kidding.
$4.99 for this annual. And it's like an 80-pager. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
that's
like
a, good. Right.
It's like, I a mean, good. No, it's not 80. But it's like,
oh, well, then never mind.
Maybe it's 40, maybe. But prices are only going to go up, man.
You know, I know, I mean? But I mean, this is a thin book. It's oversized.
But they like charge you for the binding on it too. You know, it's like a
bullshit. They charge. They don't. They charge you for whatever they want. They don't. It's not.
No, like I mean that's why it's more expensive. Is because it's like that. It's bound differently. Like they get discounted at the printer
because it's
for,
a fucking big ass book. It's not something it's I just throw in my long box. And,
yeah, you can't. You have to have a magazine box, magazine size box.
Well, DC's going crazy on these big magazine size books.
I don't really understand it because what they were doing, I think, was that year one where they would like, no, not year one, Earth One. They were like hardbound, like Straczynski did like a Superman story, and they were hardbound, and that's kind of like there would be more pages in it, but it's almost like the same kind of story. Like it's, I don't know why these things have to be such a different size. Like just make a comic book size, but
just add some prestige to it or something. But nobody cares. Yeah. It's comics. It's just all you're doing is annoying the people who collect them because
you're probably annoying the artist too because it's like probably. This page is a different size.
Or you know whoever you know is. I mean? Yeah, yeah. It probably is annoying to them. It's annoying to me. I don't know who wouldn't be annoyed by this.
I don't like as but a book.
Who cares?
Publisher book, you know, kind of person. Like I don't mind it, but it is like it's pretty inconvenient.
Yeah, I don't
probably
think it's practical.
To other people, not to me. It's inconvenient to you, so I don't see why they do it, you know. Yeah. I'm on your side, but I mean I kind of
thank
like
you
it.
Thank you. I mean it's nice, and I suppose it's maybe it's more eye-catching, like you see like
you go
into your store and it's a wall of books. And you're like, well, what am I going to buy this week? And you're like, oh, well, this look at that thing because it's like pops out at you.
But also, yeah, okay, still, like maybe like every comic book store like measures it so they can have 8 comic books on a shelf, and that one has to
right.
be the size of 2. You know, it's like real estate is like the number one thing in those places.
That's true. And let me say, and I don't want to get all like personal, but as someone who had to take their artist pages digitally, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and like. Make them different sizes for different, you know, I had to find out the pixel sizes for like, well, the printer wants this and like, but Comixology wants that. And it's like, I bet this, you know, this is a pain in the ass for somebody along that line who has to do that work, you know, who has to find out all those sizes and stuff.
Well, yeah, if you're putting out 50 regular size comics, for sure. I mean, I've been on that stuff.
Right.
You know?
So it's a pain in the ass and it doesn't make any sense to me. But I guess DC thinks, I'm sure there's some money reason that they're.
See, because like, but another thing is like this, I'm actually behind that. I don't want to talk about it quite yet, but unless you do, is the Curse of the White Knight is a black label book, but it's not any different.
Yeah, that's size. A regular size.
It's just a regular fucking thing. So,
and
it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that yet because I totally don't remember. But
okay. Yeah, I'm a little.
We can talk about the other. I know you're not reading the Harleen Jessica Jones book, but I thought this one was okay. The second issue, it's sort of like continuing the trend. It's not hard boiled Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
She's more just psychiatrist Harley Quinn. So the whole issue is like different. Her meeting
but is
with Joker.
She like a cop or something. I don't understand what she does as a job. Because
I don't
that's
know
her job to solve those crimes or something.
That's what it seems like in the first issue, but in this one, she's just analyzing the Joker, and she's trying to like get to the bottom of it.
Like
we
I
find
love
out
that Joker.
Yeah, right.
But
well, that's okay. Let me get there. So. She finds out that he's like 7 or 8 different doctors, and she thinks she's cracked the case because she thinks nobody really asks him why he did it
why
or how it made
this?
Him feel and how it made him feel, and they never ask about his feelings and stuff like that. So
she's the first psychiatrist
decides,
to ever think to ask him that.
Well, the first out of these.
Do you
8,
like how cynical yeah. I'm sounding?
I know you are. You really. So we also get this issue. We get like the origin of Two-Face, which I don't know how that's going to play out involved in this, but somehow it kind of, it's almost like it is in the Dark Knight where it's like the city gets kind of like, oh. And then what happens is a lot of cops, there's like this bunch of cops. It's almost like the Watchmen show where like there's these cops who wear masks and they're like, oh, yeah, we shouldn't let these criminals just, you know, we arrest them and then they go free and all this stuff. So it's kind of like these groups of cops who just want to kill everybody. And they kill Salvatore Maroni and
Boney Maroni,
whatever. So it's all very fun. That's all sort of backdrop. And meanwhile, we get Harleen Quinzel. But it's funny because the Joker is just like, he can't remember her name, so he just calls her Dr. Quinn. He's like, Dr. Quinn something. And then...
Medicine woman.
Right. I was thinking that too. But so it's kind of, like I said about the last issue, they're giving a better explanation for Harley Quinn's origin, I think. Because the original one I hated. I thought it was stupid. So at least I... So then they get to the thing and... I mean, we get to the end and like he's – here's my problem with the book is that she starts to – she kind of starts to fall in love with him too quickly.
Oh, boy.
And I don't like –
that was going to happen.
I know. You knew it was going to happen, but it should have happened in like issue 4 or something. This is only issue 2, you know, and she's kind of like – I don't know. You know what I mean? It happens really – because he shows a little bit of an interest in her and I guess she's never had that. I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. I think it's happening way too fast, but – And then in the last page, so she's talking to him. He's in a straitjacket. And then she, like, gets up and she, like, pulls the thing out of the camera in the wall. You know, I mean, there's always that, like, surveillance camera in the ceiling. And she, like, pulls the cord out so the camera turns off. And she, like, undoes the straitjacket so he can stand up and move around. And then they're like, hugging. And she says, "You can call me Harley." And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. But
yeah,
it started off pretty good. But it ended like that. And I was like, well,
this
I mean,
is
like
kind
I said,
of a thing that I would see probably on Comixology when it's all done. I'd probably read it when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it does read better if you just sit down and read all of them. I don't even know how many it's going to be, but I do. Like I said, I think it's moving too fast. We'll see how it goes. But like, I will say it is, you know, they're giving her a little more depth. So it's fine. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. She's also like, I think, I don't know. One thing that I don't know why I like this. I find it interesting because she's like, I guess basically the Joker is like driving her to drink. She's like, sits home. So that's another Jessica Jones thing, I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Harley Quinn is kind of a hard drinking, you know, kind of lady.
She's banging tons of dudes too?
No.
Yeah. That was a Jessica Jones TV show thing.
The TV show thing, yeah. She banged a couple dudes in the comic too. She banged Scott Lang, Ant-Man.
Get it.
And she banged Luke Cage, obviously. She banged this other, I don't know if she banged that guy, but she was like making out with him. This just regular sheriff dude in some little town that she was like staying in. And he's like, he got all like freaked out. He's like, oh, I don't really do that kind of thing. It was funny. But so Jessica Jones did some banging. That was good stuff. But anyway. That's all I got for oversized DC books.
Only two this week. All right.
Yeah, only two. How many do you need, for Christ's sake? So do you want to did you read Excalibur?
The first
issue of new Excalibur?
Yes. Can't say that I'm gonna be reading it anymore.
All right, then.
Officially kicked right to the curb. It's not like it was a bad comic. It's not for me. I don't really care about the X-Men that much, so I'm done.
One of the big things in the X-Men fandom, I guess, if you want to call it that, and people are very, because Apocalypse is like a good guy, and he's like working with them.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I don't care one way or the other. Doesn't that pretty much happen to every villain at some point? You know,
I like the reveal at the end, but I kind of like, I like old Excalibur, like Chris Claremont Excalibur, you know, Captain Britain and that team. And, you know, I like that throwback sort of way. But Alan Davis. But this Excalibur is just another X-Men team that I just really don't care about at all. Sorry.
Okay.
X-Men.
No, I don't care.
Excaliburs. Because I really like Captain Britain.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Captain Britain, the man, is going to be around anymore. But so they're doing basically, it's like almost exactly what they did with Captain Marvel in the comics, where they take the, you know, a woman, a Cap Ms. Marvel, and they have Captain Marvel, and then they kind of just be like, oh, well, Captain Marvel is dead, or sort of-ish. I don't know, he comes back every few years, but he was dead, and then they're like, well, we'll just make you Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So they make the woman the captain to make it seem like that they're sensitive about those kinds of things.
That's fine, I guess.
It's literally exactly what they did with Captain Marvel, they have done with Captain Britain. They took Psylocke and Captain Britain, and they sort of killed Captain Britain, but she took the amulet that gave him his power, and she is now Captain Britain.
Oh, that was Psylocke? I thought it was, wait, is that Captain Britain's sister?
Yeah, they're sister. They're brother and sister.
I just thought it was his sister.
Who is Psylocke?
But
so you were right, but you were also...
Okay. Yeah, this is like me half paying attention when I was reading it too. I was like, all right, don't care about
I
this.
Didn't understand.
It's not like I thought it was bad. I just didn't, you know, wasn't
no,
engaged.
I mean, I think...
You know.
Yeah, really, you have to kind of know and care what's going on in all the X-Men books.
Yeah, which I don't. Every time I get to one of those Jonathan Hickman, like, pages with all the computer text all over it and, like, descriptions, I just, like, start literally falling asleep.
Well, you don't have to read that. That's just back matter. You don't really have to.
It's more like back splatter. What?
It's not even... It's not even like that, but okay. I don't know. I mean, this is what they're doing in the X-Men universe now. They're just taking, they have all the mutants who are all living together in harmony, pretty much. And then they're like, now they're sort of parsing them out into different teams, it seems like. So Excalibur is sort of the magic. They're dealing with all this magical stuff. And, you know, here's the thing that bothers me. This is something I hate when they do this shit. And they don't do it in comics that much, but just in the world, I guess. So Apocalypse doesn't want to be called Apocalypse. So he's got this, like, weird A symbol.
Yeah, it's like Prince.
Like the fucking, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say,
call
like,
me,
the artist formerly known as Prince. Yeah. So what is his name? The artist formerly known as Apocalypse? What are we supposed to say? Like,
I know. Huh?
Stupid. But I do like, they actually make a joke about it. They're kind of like, oh, yeah, that's going to stick. That's what somebody said, like, when he said, I prefer to be called. She's like, oh, yeah, that's going to stick. So I don't know.
I mean, I like Jubilee and, you know, whatnot, but.
I never really cared.
Jubilation.
Never really cared for Job. I never much cared for Jubilee. I guess she has a kid now? I don't know. I didn't know that. Looks like she has a kid.
I probably saw that in there, maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
I read the whole book. I know I did.
I believe you.
I sorted it into the pile of stuff I haven't read yet or don't even want to talk about it or something. It's not even in this pile of comics that I have here that I did read.
So you read it, but you didn't put it in the red pile.
Yeah, I mean, everything goes through multiple layers of sorting.
I see. So. I would put that, if I were, like, if this were my pile, I'll probably buy a couple more issues of Excalibur, but if it were my sorting, that would be on eBay, like, already, probably. I sold the amazing Mary Jane.
I love you, Mary Jane.
Because I read that a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, that stinks. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that whenever they put out one of those books, it's a test. And they're like, let's see if the people will buy this.
And then, well, I bought it, and then I sold it, and somebody else bought it. So I'm like, okay, as long as I didn't, as long as I got some of the money back.
Maybe like 10 years ago, maybe less. It was Jackpot, Mary Jane, miniseries.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I didn't buy that one.
They're like, yeah, let's just try this. See if people buy it. And they're like, maybe people forgot about that Jackpot thing. I'm sure they did.
That's been retconned right out of the thing. But I mean, that's what I would do. If I were you, I'd be like, okay, Excalibur, boom, you're on eBay right now. Yeah.
Well, I did just order some short boxes so that I can get a little bit more organized. I bought more than one,
it is tough. There are people, I'm sure, who are like very meticulous. And then there are probably people like us. And I would say I'm probably a little more organized with it than you, because at least every once in a while I go through, just for the sake of that I might sell them one day, I try to keep them in
order. You divide them by series. I don't so much do that until like my 10-year plan. Like, oh, I have to organize all of my comics, you know, which I never do.
I try to keep every few months. I try to have like a... Oh man, I'm getting only because the pile is just getting huge.
I know the piles are creeping into like, weird spots in my house. I need some new boxes and.
I only have one closet. Well, I have a closet of long boxes, and then I have a closet where I have the stuff that's going to eventually go in the long boxes, and they're starting to that second one is starting to get full and just disorganized. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Some of them aren't even worth anything. So what do you do? Do you do the John Hunt recycle bin method?
I was thinking about looking up, I know Connor Kilpatrick donates them to like a library or like a boys home or something. I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't mind just making a donation. Be like, hey, kids love comics, you know, read them.
Yeah, especially those like rated, you know, mature ones and all that. So.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if they go to a high school or something.
No, I know. Yeah, you're right. No, I think that would be that is probably a good idea, because it's starting to get ridiculous. Some of them aren't worth any money anyway. So what am I doing? Like, what am I holding out for?
Yeah, like look at this. I have this book, this comic I totally enjoyed, Miles Morales Spider-Man number 11. Like, I don't need this anymore.
You know what I mean? You're not gonna read it again, probably.
Yeah, it was good. You know, like maybe I read it in trade, but on Comixology. Like, if I'm ever gonna read this comic ever again, but
right.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good idea. You know what I've had? I've had like 40 issues, like a 40 issue or so run of Fantastic Four up on eBay for like a long time. It's never getting any, like, nobody
Who's
cares.
Fantastic Four.
Wade Straczynski.
Oh.
From like 10, 12 years ago, probably. So yeah, it's 40 issues of Fantastic Four. I'm missing like a few of them, but
you really
like,
stuck it out with the.
I liked it
with the Fantastic Four.
I liked them back then. They were cool.
No, I mean, I do like a Fantastic Four. I have some trades. What do they call them? Fantastic Four Visionaries Burn.
Oh, the Burn.
More Burn. There's another one.
Burn run is good. Did I even
I
say
love the
what
way he draws everybody.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no one cares. Like, no one's bidding on them.
Unless I just put
the price down to like almost nothing. But then, like, what's so maybe I should just donate them, because they're sitting in my closet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make some room.
I'm having like, it's not springtime, but I'm having like a fidgety fall, like, cleaning spree. I'm just like throwing shit out.
Fidgety fall.
And shit, you know?
I'm going to
put the price down. Doing the comics and my life.
Oh, there you go. Sometimes it's nice. I will say, since I've had this time off, I have been getting rid of some. I have sold a lot of stuff. I've thrown out some stuff. You know,
get rid of shit you don't need, man.
donated some stuff. I've donated some clothes. I've donated stuff to the animal. There's the Animal Rescue League here in Boston.
Oh, nice.
They take old. Hey. Not old, but yeah.
Who's the cat you posted on our Instagram?
Oh, that's my friend's cat, Monster.
It was funny because we were like, yeah, let's post on the Instagram. And then I like opened it and it was like, this post is doing 1,000% better than anything else you've posted.
Really? Yeah. Well, it was a black cat. So I thought at Halloween, I'll post a picture of my friend's black cat.
Very effective. You like Monster. To help. You're a friend o' animals.
I am. I'm a friend o' animals.
So what did you donate to the animal place?
Old sheets and towels and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And some cat toys that my cat doesn't care about anymore.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, so, like, they take that stuff and they love it because, you know, they need towels and sheets to put in the cages.
That's a good thing to think about. I think I have some extra sheets.
So there you go. It's right down, you know, by the Arlington T-stop there. It's kind of pretty close to that.
Nice.
Go donate to the
Animal Rescue League.
Yeah.
ARLBoston.org, I think. People feel the need to donate. They may.
Yeah. I don't think they take comics, but...
No, they don't.
Yeah. But I have a, like...
Maybe if they have a lot of birds. Something to line the old cages.
Line the old bird cages.
That would be awesome if you, like, picked, like, the 10 worst comics when you were sorting through stuff and were like, these are going to the Rescue League.
Yeah. Hey, line the cages at these. I don't think they have birds, but okay.
No, they definitely have birds.
Really?
Because people like will get a, oh, I want a parakeet, and then be like, I don't want this parakeet anymore, and they give us a shelter.
Oh, well, there you go. I think they actually, this is a good thing, but like I heard they turn over pretty quick. Like those animals usually get homes like really quickly, which is very nice.
At my day job, we feature pets of the week for some of Animal Rescue League, some of Lowell Humane Society, this other place with buddy dog pets. And every Thursday we put up new pets that people can adopt. I'll put the link in the show notes. People can check it out. There's fresh pets up there looking for homes.
Fresh.
Yeah, pets. We get new ones every week. Like you said, like they get turned around pretty good. But I know there's always people are like older dogs. People like they might be in shelter like for a while, but it's important if you have room for another dog in your life, bring in home an old grampy dog.
Yeah.
Let him teach your young dogs like how it's done.
Maybe that's the way to do it. So here we go. So since we're on this topic, I just Googled. So there's a place called Critical Care Comics .Vegas. I didn't know .Vegas was a thing.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird things you can get. We could get like League Podcast .pizza if we wanted.
Oh, that sounds good. Delicious. So they it's a nonprofit organization that delivers comic books to sick kids in hospitals while dressed as superheroes. So they go in. Dressed as superheroes to like the hospitals, and they bring your comics to them. So go to criticalcarecomics.vegas, and they're in Las Vegas, so it's not just some. Oh, here we go. So if you go to the website, there's a thing that says how to help. I might do this.
Nice.
What the hell? You can just mail your comics to them.
There you go.
So there you go.
I might act locally, see if there's a place I could just ride my bike to, drop off
that's
batch of comics at a time. But that's just because.
Yeah, because you don't want to pay for shipping.
Yeah, I don't want to ship them. I don't pay for them. But by all means, I would pay. I think I would pay to ship my comics somewhere. If I knew they're going to a good place.
Well, that seems like a good one. A lot of soldiers, you know, like will.
Oh my god!
Like
I love
wound. Yeah, comics. You could donate your comics to soldiers.
Somebody deployed in your life, send them 10 comics when you send the next care package. Because if they don't want them, they know somebody that does.
Yeah. Yeah, they. You know, they're kind of bored. honestly. Yeah. Sometimes it's not to be.
They're so far away from home, you know, give them some Superman or Amazing Spider-Man.
So I think otherwise UNICEF, all those places. Look at us. Look at us today helping.
Yeah, we're trying to encourage people to do good things.
Yeah, and we're just because we have so many comics now, we're turning this into like a donation podcast.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Can we swing on over to Spider-Man for a second? Would you mind if we thwipped on over there?
Sure. What do you got to say about Spider-Man?
Well, have you been, are you caught up on the Amazing Spider-Man?
What is happening in Amazing? I don't remember what happened.
Bunch of carnage, absolute carnage bullshit. But that thing is over with. But thing that was good about that Ultimate Carnage thing was that Ryan Ottley was drawing it. And I just love the way how goofy everything looks. I loved him on Invincible. I love him on this book. It's like the perfect, like, I don't know, how like Eric Larson's Spider-Man, you know, is like kind of cartoony and goofy. Like he has that kind of vibe going on in his shit. And I really like that. And then on this latest ish where it's like a tie-in with Spider-Man 2099. Or it's a Spider-Verse-y kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, the 2099 thing. That's right. I remember that now.
So Patrick Gleason was drawing, like, the Super Friends, like, Super Sons, whatever. That's, like, Batman. I mean, it's
and Damian Wayne and what's
Damian
his name?
Damian and Robin. Yeah. And Superboy.
And Superman's Damian son, and
Yeah. So Patrick Gleason, known for his DC stuff, he's real good. There's something a little off about the art in this. Like, maybe I'm just not used to him drawing Marvel characters. So, and I really missed. I just read two issues of the Ryan Ottley one, and then I picked this up. I don't know if it's maybe the coloring or that he's inking himself, but I mean, it was okay.
I liked
it. But it's no Ryan Ottley.
All right. Well, no, it's not Ryan Ottley, but I don't mind it.
I mean, he's a really good superhero artist. Like, I loved him on that Super Son stuff, and even, like, Batman and Robin before that. You know, he's been, you know, if you ever read the Batman and Robin beyond Grant Morrison, like, he was the artist on that. He's real good. Like, I think he just signed exclusive with Marvel. So, I guess we'll just see if he fits into drawing the characters a little bit more on style or something. I don't know, but... It was okay.
I don't even remember. So, okay, yeah, the Spider-Man 2099. I feel like they do this every, like, few years, where the Spider-Man 2099 comes back to the past because he has to save the future. I feel like they do that all the time. And I don't remember
what you're going to do with the guy from the future.
I don't know. You're right. It's stupid. I feel like they've done it.
It's so funny because I also think, like, while I'm reading, like, all these comics lately, too, it's like, oh, this was like, basically a plot device to Avengers Endgame, or this is, you know, like, this is the same thing as Batman Beyond when Batman Beyond comes back to cause something in the future, you know, it's like the same
thing. Kind of is.
I just put that on our Instagram. I wanted people to vote to see if they thought which was cooler. Batman Beyond or Spider-Man 2099, which do you think is cooler?
I mean, I don't think it's any contest that Batman Beyond is cooler, right? I don't know why. I don't mind Spider-Man 2099, but I don't think it's anything to write home about. And he's
I just want people to write us a comment,
right?
And they refuse to. They like the picture, but they won't
go
comment.
To our Instagram and comment who is cooler. But they're actually bringing back this 2099 thing. It seems like they're gonna have a Conan 2099.
Yeah,
I think, and somebody else, I don't know.
Conan,
I
mean, O'Brien.
Not O'Brien, but Conan the Barbarian. Mm. Less funny. I don't know why you remember the original 2099, right? Spider-Man, obviously. Yeah. They had a Punisher 2099. I think they had like a Doctor Doom.
It was definitely like in all of those like multiverse or Spider-Verse, right. Or like not multiverse, but Yeah, Marvel Multiverse, like the
Hickman. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. The only one, well, it didn't really work, and now they're just bringing it back again. It's like, God, why don't you just try to tell good stories with the characters you have already?
Well, he's one of the characters they have already. He's a spider.
I know,
especially
but...
Especially with Spider-Man, because they just, like, have all the Spider-Verse people be around now.
Right. Now it's, know? Like, the cool thing to have the different spider people, but...
Yeah.
Like, I don't need Conan 2099. I don't. And
need,
I'm not going to buy that. Need,
I was okay. reading, I bought like a few issues of the Marvel Conan, and I was like, okay, I don't really need this either. Kick that gank to the crumb.
That's going to go right in the donation box, I guess.
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know it's just. I guess we do this like every week.
This
but
time
like,
is
yeah.
a flat circle with this thing. I mean, like Punisher Kill Crew is looks like it'll probably be wrapping up pretty soon. It's Jerry Duggan, and it's almost like a very Deadpool-esque Punisher book. But also, it's kind of a little bit like Endgame, like when you know, like there's. They have all the monsters from like Jotunheim and like all the different monsters like come to Earth and then they kill all these kids' parents. So Punisher goes out to avenge these kids and he's tooling around in a space van with the Juggernaut and the Black Knight killing all these monsters. And it's like completely ridiculous. It's so incredibly funny. And it's really cool. I'm really digging it. They go to Nowhere, which is from, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course, from Guardians, yeah.
And he finds, like, the big, big bad that's kind of, like, behind all of this. I forget his name. He's just a big blue monster guy. Kasklika. But he's on Nowhere. And, but the thing is, like, Punisher keeps like taking pictures of all the monsters that he obliterate in these really violent ways, and he's like, I can't wait to show little Timmy this. The guy he's with is like, you're not really gonna show that to these kids, are you? And he's like, yeah, you know, I want to show them I avenged their parents' deaths.
Oh my god.
It's really ridiculous.
I guess it's good when you can have fun with the Punisher, because he's you know, he's a very gritty, dark character, so
yeah, and it's still like he's out there like wanting to, you know, fucking punish.
Right.
But it's not like John Bernthal. It's like,
right.
It's just like this silly, it's basically like a Deadpool book.
Well, I like that. That's good because, and Jerry Duggan did write Deadpool for a little while, right? Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know whose idea this was. If it was his to be like, I want to do a Punisher thing or they just asked him to do it, but it's pretty awesome. I like it.
Oh, very metal. Very good.
It's a heavy metal.
Hello? You went off. You went. You
I'm
went quiet.
Here. I'm
oh,
here.
Okay, good. All right. Very good. Well, I don't really have anything else to chat about. In fact, anyway, but
yeah. Hey,
if you like, do you have anything else you want to do? A quick, speed round on
speed round. No, I still have a lot of books I need to catch up on, but there was books I purposely didn't read, like this Kylo Ren book that I got for some reason. Archie Married Life, when we were in the store, and I was like, I'm going to get that. That was issue 3 of 5, so I showed up in the middle of that book. That made no sense to me. James Bond. James Bond, this book actually wraps up
the
Goldfinger story. I have been talking about it because I don't know who's reading this book, but I think it's awesome. Greg Pak, Goldfinger. This one wraps up, and they're going to do a new volume of James Bond with a different team. So I'm a little sad to see it go, but I did enjoy it to the very end. Good dynamite James Bond comics are coming out. That's
very
all.
Well.
That is all.
All right. That is all. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Everybody, check out our Instagram, of course.
Yep.
For
check
cat
out
pictures.
The donation. Make a donation to things.
Make a donation to your local, UNICEF, soldiers, sick kids in hospitals, all that stuff. You know you got comics lying around that you don't care about.
That's right.
And
don't let go of waste. Don't just put it in the recycling bin.
John. Yeah, don't be like John Hunt. Just threw it away. So, yeah, put in there. I mean, do that. donate it. And go to our Instagram, go to our website. We'll put some links up there. How about that? It's a place That's you right. can donate.
All right. And we do have ticket contests. I put up a new page on our website, which is leaguepodcast.com/guest list. You can go there and enter for a chance to win tickets to one of these shows we do. So pew, 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 pew. We have MC Chris coming
pew,
up.
Pew, pew, pew.
So you could, maybe go. You didn't buy MC Chris tickets, but maybe you want to go. Maybe you'll win. Maybe you'll go for free.
It's even better.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Very well, then. All right. Well, Clay, thanks for chatting.
Thanks.
Good chatting. Thanks to you. Lady Fox, and we'll see you chumps later. Sorry, what? Make a big donation. All right. Very well. Later.
Bye-bye.
We like the slick shit.